We got a theory.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We know how magnets work.
That's right. If magic is all we've ever known, then it's easy to miss what really goes on. But I've seen miracles in every way, and I see miracles every day.
You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. Stick around because we have a special, cool show today. We'll be right back.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Techs, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and The Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
So you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. My name's still Osvaldo Perez here on UBC radio. And we started the show with really cool songs. We started with The Falls, this band from the UK. They're in Sub Pop Records. And they have a CD called Total Life Forever. And the song that we listened there was Spanish Sahara, one of my favorite songs right now in the whole world. And we also listened to another Sub Pop Records. Kelly Stoltz. He has a CD called To Dreamers. Kind of poppy. Poppy songs there. Kind of Beatle-ish. The song was I Remember You Were Wild. And then we'll listen to Bradley from Commercial Drive in Vancouver. He has a CD called Mountain Tiger Wolf on Drip Audio Records. Check out Drip Audio because it's a really cool label, one of the best, if not the best, in Vancouver. Bradley, the song was Black Shirt, and they will listen to the popular Arcade Fire. They have a CD called The Suburbs, and also a very cool song, that one, Ready to Start. They are being compared with U2 and stuff like that, this Montreal band, so, you know. Okay, so let's listen to more music. We're going to have maybe a couple of interviews, we don't know. But in the meantime, let's listen to this guy that is coming to Vancouver. He's going to be playing at the Vogue Theater this Thursday with Frontline Assembly, legendary band, Frontline Assembly. So his name is Rhys Fulver, and he goes by Conjure One. And we'll be right back here, 101.9 FM. Listening there to Conjure One. The song is Like Ice, and he's gonna be performing September 2nd at the venue, opening for Frontline Assembly. And we have Rice on the phone. Actually, the man himself is here, Rice Fulber. Hey, are you there?
I'm okay.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm sitting in my car and docking on the phone.
So are you ready for Thursday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We've been doing a bunch of gigs the last little while, so we just booked a couple more. So, yeah, we're just rolling through it. I mean, it's, it's something we like doing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is that my phone beeping? I'm sorry. No.
And you were a former member of Frontline Assembly.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So
yes, I was.
Now you're going to be opening for them on Thursday at the venue. So what can people expect from that concert on Thursday?
I don't know what they can expect from Frontline, because I haven't played with Frontline in about 15 years. But our stuff is, you know, I have... Leah, Randy singing and playing bass guitar, and I'm playing keyboards and samples, and the tracks are manipulated from the record, so you're not going to hear just playback from the record. This stuff's all like as much live as we can do within the parameters of what, you know, electronic music, I guess. So
mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, it's hard for me to describe. We make an effort to play, basically. I guess that's the best way I can describe it.
Okay.
And that's what we try and do, and try and also make the live experience different. I mean, some of the versions of the songs we do live are not like the record.
Okay. And can you repeat who's the singer that is playing bass with you as well?
Leah Randy. She's on the album. She sings the song I Dream in Color, and she's someone I've worked with for a few years now. She works on a lot of productions with me as a musician and a singer. So,
okay. And who else contributes to your music?
Well, I have like a little group of people that are kind of like regulars. Like I have a guitar player named Emerson Swinford, and I mean they're mostly Los Angeles session musicians, and they're just like friends of mine. And I like have like a really small group of people. So anytime I'm working on the record and I need something else, I can go to one of these guys and I know what I'm getting, you know. It's like, so I kind of developed a real, like, yeah, solid little team of people.
Okay.
I think when I moved to Los Angeles and started working down here more and doing production work, I started realizing that, you don't have to do everything yourself. You can get other people in, and it usually makes the music better, because, you know, you bring in people that are absolutely, world class at what they do. And it's fun to, you know, bring that in and feed off of their creativity as well. So,
okay. So where are you originally from?
I'm from Vancouver.
Okay.
But, I haven't lived in Vancouver for quite a while. I lived in Europe for a while and then ended up in Los Angeles. I originally came down here for film and TV work, because I had got picked up by an agency down here. And then that sort of, it didn't really take off. It was just, it's a difficult industry, and mm-hmm. I had more stuff going on producing records. And I think I chose to go that way because it just seemed like it would have been a little more rewarding, because, the film and TV world is not that easy, and it's just a lot of stuff to deal with, and I just didn't feel like, you know, working for nothing for 3-4 years, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So, because that's ultimately what it is.
Mm-hmm. Do you come often to Vancouver, or when was the last? Do you come often to Vancouver, or when was the last time?
Not really. I was just up there to do some recording, but I only come up there not that often. I mean, I don't know. It's like, it's hard to explain. I don't know the city. That, I mean, I know the city, but I don't know the city because the rhythm of the city is different than when I lived there.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I grew up there. I mean, I know the city, but at the same time, I don't know really the rhythm of the city anymore.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
changed so much since I grew up in East Vancouver, you know, and it's just nothing's the same as when I was a kid. I mean, I grew up in, you know, around the punk rock scene of Vancouver when I was quite young, and that was sort of where I came from, and you know, it's nothing like that anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what's going on, you know.
So it's going to be a good opportunity to watch your work for all the Vancouverites. You have three CDs out, is that correct?
Yes, I do. I have, the first album came out about 8 years ago now,
mm-hmm.
and then the second one came out 4 years ago. I think 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, it's big gaps. It's something I'm gonna not do anymore. It's just what happens is, you know, because I do my main, I guess you could say my day job is I'm a producer, so I end up producing a lot of different records, and it just takes a lot of time. And you know, you get on a couple big records, and then that's 2 years gone, and you know, you get back to working on your own music when you get a minute, and it's just time has passed, you know, and that's something I'm going to try and correct, because I don't really like making records in bits and pieces. Like, you know, I like doing it all in one kind of run of, you get creative flow going that way. And it's just with the last record, I had to sort of pick up a bunch of bits and pieces over the years, and then sort of bring it all together, which was fun and everything. But it's like I prefer not to work that way. I prefer to like just have a big continuous flow, you know.
Yes. Okay. So the name of the city is Exilarch.
Exilarch. Yes.
Exilarch. And why the name?
I like it. It was a word I stumbled upon, and I really liked it, and it seemed to fit what a lot of the mentality behind the music is. It's sort of, it's like exiled rulers of ancient Babylonia, and something that I'm sort of interested in is just the whole history and culture of Central Asia and all these sort of mysterious former Soviet republics, and it's sort of tied into that a little bit, because I guess something that I'm really fascinated with is just sort of unknown, unpopulated places. And that's sort of what Central Asia kind of is. It's a mysterious part of the world that is a big area that people don't know a lot about. It's just an area of interest for me. And I also, you know, a lot of the elements of world music I sort of am influenced by and sample come from those areas. And it just seemed to all tie together. I mean, the music is, I always sort of has that type of imagery to it, and the title just seemed to fit. I just really liked the word, and it's something I hadn't heard really before. So, it was just something that I thought sounded good more than anything. And then you sort of realize the meaning does kind of tie into things a little bit. So,
okay. So if we're talking countries about like Uzbekistan or Kazakhstan,
yes.
like that. So that's a source of inspiration for you as well, like the music from those places?
It's just what I'm into. It's like that's like I really was trying to work with a singer from Uzbekistan on the record, and I just couldn't get it together. It turns out that she's actually into politics now, and so I guess she's got other things she's got to do, and it was just... I'm really into a lot of the music from that region, and recently I got to just play in Russia, so, I mean, it was a little bit far from there, but it was still cool to sort of be at least somewhere closer to it, and, you know, at least assimilate some of that, because Russia's another area that's always influenced me. I think it's just the vast, mysterious places, and... It's just something that is always, I think it's just the mystery of everything, I guess. It's just like there's not a lot of mysteries in the world anymore, you know, especially with music. There's like none. And it's just something that I get inspired by.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Very interesting places. And and I'm reading here that you also were part of that band Delirium. Is that correct?
Yes.
And... So how is to work from Frontline Assembly, Delirium, now your own stuff?
Well, I mean, I work on all kinds of, I've worked on so many different kinds of music. I don't know. It's just, to me, it's just music, and it's really just different sounds. I mean, I look at everything in a pretty similar way. I worked on a jazz record a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And initially it seemed intimidating, but once you start doing it, it's just, you know, you just work on it like you work on everything else. You just pick, you know, you just figure out what sounds good in the context. It's like, oh, this part sounds good, that part doesn't sound good, let's mm-hmm. take that part out. I mean, to me, it's all kind of the same process, just with different colors, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it's like a language, no?
Yeah, that's how I look at it. I mean, I used to be more intimidated about things when they were new, but now I'm not as bothered by it. I just approach it as like you're creating something using just different colors, I guess is the best way uh-huh. I can describe it.
Great. So the website is www.conjureone.com if you want to check out his work. And what the Conjure One means, where did the name come from?
The name just came. It was just when I first started the project, basically I had, you know, been working on the Delirium records, and I just, you know, I needed a break from everything, I guess, and I moved to Amsterdam mm-hmm. and I set up a studio, and I just had been over there for about a year or so, and then I decided I really just wanted to start making new music on my own, and so that's sort of where Conjure One was born. I had like been in Turkey and a few other countries and just absorbing all the music and everything in those parts of the world, and I just really wanted to do something that incorporated all of that. And I got back to Amsterdam, I had a little studio, I just started writing music, and I needed a title for the track I was working in, and the first thing that came to my head was Conjure One, and uh-huh. it ended up being the name of the project.
Okay.
What happened was I needed a name for the project, and it was just, I had a hard time figuring something out, and a friend of mine said, well, just, that's a cool name, why don't you use that? And that's where it came from. So
okay. And which label are you publishing your CDs?
Network Productions. Yeah.
Okay, the same one that is managing you also, no?
I mean, I've been with Network since, well, I don't know, early, well, 93 maybe.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
we've been around Network for a long time. I mean if you've been into, you know, underground and alternative music in Vancouver since the 80s, you're gonna know Network. And,
yeah, for sure.
And so we kind of have been, and it just, you know, we ended up working with them on with Delirium, and then, you know, we've been around ever since, basically. I mean, it's someone that's, they've just worked out for us. You know, they let me do what I want to do. They don't give me a hard time about anything, so can't really ask for much more than that.
Yeah, for sure. Great. Okay, so the concert is going to happen on Thursday, December 2nd, at the venue with a legendary band, Frontline Assembly. So we're looking forward for that. Anything else you want to add?
I don't know.
Just invite people to the concert.
I'll let the show do the talking.
Okay. Well, thank you for the interview, and we're gonna give some tickets. We're gonna give a pair of tickets for people to go check out your music. The telephone number here is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR, and let's put that song that you were talking about, "I Dream in Color." And thank you very much, and I'll see you on Thursday.
All right, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was Brice Fulber from Conjure One. And like I said, I have a couple of tickets to give away for that show. So you can give me a call here. Telephone number is 822-2487, 822-2487. We'll be right back. So that's Conjure One. They're going to be playing on Thursday at the Bock Theater with Frontline Assembly. So yeah, we have a couple of tickets to give away for that if you give me a call here, 822-2487. Frontline Assembly was formed in 1986 from members, a member of Skinny Puppy. And yeah, really cool band, one of the fathers of industrial there. So let's put up a song from them so you see what you're gonna be listening there on Thursday at the Bock Theater. Just put a pause there and we'll be right back. Remember that the telephone number here is 822-2487. So, Frontline Assembly. So, Claudia and Jordan won the tickets to check out this band on Thursday. It's going to be really cool, opening Conjure One. Can't wait. What else? We also wanted to thank all the people that donated during the fund drive. Thank you, guys, that also donated to my show. Max, Steve, and all the rest. Thank you for everything. Thanks to you, we can continue to put all this great and crazy music here on 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
CITR would like to thank everyone who made a donation during Fun Drive 2010. Without your support, our little station would not be able to keep producing amazing volunteer-powered radio. Radio that strives to do something different, to introduce you to your new favorite song, your new favorite band, your new favorite sound. By harnessing the power of dozens of volunteer hosts as diverse as the programming they are dedicated to creating, we aim to give you something completely unique, and we could not do it without you. You are simply the best. CITR listeners. Better than all the rest. You're simply the best. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone.
CITR's Shindig 2010 finals are coming. Tuesday, December 7th at the Railway Club. There's been blood, there's been sweat, and brother, there's been tears. Not to mention jeers, cheers, and beers. After multiple rounds of competition, it's all coming down to this. Three bands will take the stage. One will emerge triumphant. This is your chance to say you saw the next big Vancouver band while they were still clawing their way up the ladder. Past winners have included Hidden Towers, Vancouver, and 3 inches of Blood. Everyone's got to start somewhere, so be there to see the start. Come to CITR's Shindig 2010 Finals, Tuesday, December 7th at the Railway Club.
Shindig happening. Tonight is the other semi-final for Shindig. Let's check out who's playing tonight. November 30th. The All Whales with Narwhal and the Composers Oof. That is a really cool band, eh? I checked them out, the Composers Oof, and I think that could be one of the favorites to take the title of the Shindig. Let's put some Afro music here in the background. Cool. So the final is next Tuesday at the Railway Club. Finalist with the Wizards, Crystal Swells, and I think the Composers Oof should win tonight, but I don't know. I'm not judging. So I don't know. But it's gonna be great regardless who else enters the final. Weirds is a great band. Crystal Swells, I haven't listened to them, but if they manage to get to the final, they should be really cool. And what else? Other concerts that are happening. Let's see what's happening there. Horse Feathers at the Media Club tomorrow. Lucero on Thursday at the Biltmore Cabaret. As I told you already, Frontline Assembly with Conjure One on Thursday at the venue. What else? The Books are coming December 5th at the Vogue Theater also. Tame Impala, it's playing Biltmore Cabaret December 9th. The Greenhorns, playing December 12th at Media Club. Little Dragon playing on January 11th at Fortune Sound Club. Chromeo, February 10th at Commodore Ballroom. Crystal Castles playing March 7th at the Commodore Ballroom. Really cool. That's my birthday too. So Crystal Castles. What else? Stornoway at Biltmore Cabaret December 8th. Killing Joke at the venue on December 14. Sinister Black with Fuse Breaker. They're going to be playing on December 17. That's a benefit for the food bank. So if you like heavy metal, go check out these guys. It's just happening at the Princeton Pub, Powell and Victoria. Sinister Black with Fuse Breaker. And there's another band there that are going to be playing for the food bank. So bring your food items for the food banks. And it's going to be really cool. What else, Shindig? Well, if you have any other concerts that you want to announce, give us a call here, 822-2487-822-CITR. Check out also vanmusic.ca. It also has some listings and some band reviews, videos, CD reviews, interviews, and a lot of things that you want to check out to check know more about the Vancouver independent music and its movement. What else? I want to play some Throbbing Gristle today because Peter Christofferson died. Sleazy, as he was also known, the pioneers of the industrial music. But before we play Throbbing Gristle, let's put this band called A Fish Called Piranha. Also the review there in Band Music, actually. So really pretty cool. I think they are from Vancouver. Let's listen to them, and then we'll be right back here on the Morning After Show, 101.9 FM. So that's a fish called Piranha. or piranha, like the Brazilians said. They're from Vancouver, pretty cool. So yeah, Peter Sleazy Christopherson, musician, designer, and member of the pioneer industrial music band Throbbing Gristle, has died. He was also a member of Coil, which is another really nice crazy band. So let's listen to some Throbbing Gristle. So yeah, watch out. Very industrial today in the show, with the interview and Frontline Assembly and Throbbing Gristle. This is one of my favorite works, Cyclone B Zombie.
Zombie.
So Throbbing Gristle also, Peter Christofferson, also was part of a band called Coil, which was also experimental industrial, with the band that featured John Balance, who also died like 4 or 5 years ago, I believe. So anyway, let's put a song from them. This is called Panic, and this is Coil, music that you can only listen here on 101.9 FM and the Morning After Show. Music here on 101.9 FM. Remember that if you missed the show, you can podcast it at www.citr.ca, and also there's some podcasts at www.bandmusic.ca. Pretty cool. So Chris Nesterov is ready here for Laugh Tracks. So we're gonna say goodbye today. Let's say goodbye with Like Animals again. These guys are from Vancouver. They have a city called Comfortable Dungeon. And they're gonna be playing on December 27 at the Biltmore Cabaret. That's 2755 Prince Edward Street. Monday, December 27 at the Biltmore Cabaret. They're gonna be playing with Olenka and Aunts and Uncles. So, yeah, it's gonna be